Hey, Sam, your season ends now. You'd set an NFL record for completion percentage. You're at 71.6. The record is 71.2. What would that mean to you?
I mean, honestly, right now, not much. I mean, just the focus is to win games. I mean, it's not about stats. It's not about any of that. And so I don't think it would do much for me, to be honest.
How much your high completion percentage, how much of a product is your accuracy, and how much of it is the decision maybe to go to more of a shorter passing game?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both of that. Obviously, that's kind of where our offense has shifted and, you know, kind of what we've been doing as of late. So I would say it's probably a little bit of both of those.
You are a pretty accurate guy, though. You would agree.
Yeah, I would think so.
Sam, you know, you came in the first game, of course, was Green Bay and the new stadium and all that, and it was quite a night. A lot's changed since then. What has this season felt like to you? Because that when they opened the stadium and beat Green Bay, you know, everything felt good.
Obviously, it's been a long past 9 weeks or so. Obviously, we started out, hot, winning 5 in a row, and then, we've hit a little bit of a rough patch, but, I think that's kind of how, most seasons in this league go. There's ups and downs, and, you've got to continue to fight, when things take a turn and, you're not playing your best. You've got to figure out a way, to get back to playing at a high level, and so obviously we've got a big game against Green Bay. I think this game means a lot, to everyone in this locker room, to everyone in this town, and so, obviously after last week, we want to go out there and play better, and play the way we know we can.
What did you see from Adrian Peterson observations?
I thought Adrian ran hard. Obviously, we fell behind and it kind of dictated that we get away from the run a little bit. And so, in the second half, he probably didn't have as many opportunities as, we'd like to get him. So, hopefully this week, we can change that, keep ourselves in the game, put some points up early, and stay committed to the run.
Obviously, you'd like to be in better playoff position. You can't control the injuries, but how would you assess how your Viking season has gone for you? I mean, you're ninth in the league in passer rating, which is pretty good, and how do you just assess how things have gone in general for you personally?
Like I say, I feel like every week you guys ask me something like this. I don't really think about that much right now. The focus right now is on moving on to Green Bay. Trying to figure out how we can go out there and play well as an offense and score points and win the game. And, as far as my season and how that's gone, until the season's over, that's not really something I'm going to put a lot of thought to.
When you look back, I mean, the different offense with the new coordinator, has there been a lot different in the packages that you guys run now, a month into it with Pat Shurmur running it versus North?
I think there's been some subtle differences, but, I think anytime you try to change offenses or, you change coordinators in the middle of a season, I just don't know how much change you can truly make. Obviously the majority of the practice time, in OTAs and training camp, it was spent in Norv's offense, and that's how we communicate, is in that language. And so, to come in midway and try to change something, you can make small changes and small tweaks, which I think we have, but, to truly, go in a different direction, I just think that's really hard.
How much do you think things changed with Adrian and that, just as far as the plays that were run?
What do you mean? Like this week or early in the year or what?
This past week.
I think there are plays that, obviously we ran with the other guys. I don't think there was too much of a difference, to be honest with you.
Did you see a difference in how defenses worked?
It seemed like the Colts might have pressured a little more when Adrian was in there. And I don't know if they felt like that was the best way to stop the run or what, but, it seems like their pressure percentages might have been up a little bit compared to what they had been watching tape during the week.
When you just showed up before, you obviously didn't know a lot about the Packers-Vikings rivalry. Now that you've been here for a while, what have you kind of learned about the intensity of that rivalry?
Yeah, obviously it's a huge rivalry. I think I gained a sense for it. Just my first start, and getting to play against them here at home, you could just get, a good sense of what the environment was that night. There was a lot of excitement. Like I said, I think this game means a lot to everyone in this locker room. I think it means a lot to everyone in this town. And, it's fun to be a part of games like that, and it's fun to be a part of rivalries like that.
Sam, personally, how do you move on from a game like Sunday's, and what have you seen from the guys in the locker room?
You know, I think we've all been a part of games like that at some point in our career, and, you know, they're tough, and, you know, you think about it, and obviously, you know, Sunday night's tough, Monday's tough, but, you know, eventually you just got to move forward, you know, and try to learn from the things that, you know, we didn't execute, you know, the things we didn't do well, learn from the things that we did do well. You know, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, not letting that game affect this game. You know, I think if you hold on to it too long and you let it affect, you know, your next game or two games down the road, then you're in trouble. And so, you know, you just got to move forward, knowing that we have another opportunity to go out there and play on Saturday.
Do you look at the playoff scenarios? Is it difficult to shut that out, knowing that there's a very slim chance you guys could still make it?
Yeah, you know, obviously I think you're aware of what the playoff scenarios are, but, you know, the biggest thing for us is taking care of our business, and that starts with Green Bay on Saturday, and I think that's all that we're focused on right now.
Is it easier said than done to forget a game like that?
You know, I think you could probably ask everyone in this locker room, and they'd probably tell you they deal with it, you know, in different ways. But, you know, like I said, I think, you know, we've all been a part of games like that that, you know, haven't gone our way and that you want to forget, and, you know, you've just got to move on.
Last couple.
If you don't have Adam, how does that affect the offense and the passing
game? You know, we'll see. You know, obviously, I haven't heard whether or not we're going to have Adam or not. You know, obviously he is a big part of this offense and what we do, but, you know, I feel like that's one position where we do have, you know, a great group of guys, and I'm confident in all of those guys. So, you know, if Adam's not able to go, then, you know, it'll just open an opportunity for someone else to step up and play.
What is it about him being able to kind of be the downfield threat that, you know, has allowed
him
to open up okay?
Yeah. You know, Adam's just a really good receiver, you know, and I think sometimes people underestimate just how good he is. You know, you look at what he's been able to do this year, you know, and you look at, you know, when he does receive one-on-one coverage, it seems like he wins almost all of the time. And, you know, when you have a guy like that and he's constantly getting open and he's constantly winning at the line of scrimmage, you know, as a quarterback, it just gives me a lot of confidence to look in his direction.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.